Okay, Kiseitzei, Pashas Kiseitzei. And the pasuk starts off, Kiseitzei, Lamachama Oyevecha, when you go to Machama against your enemies, in the Sonai, Hashem will kecha biyadecha, Hashem will give the enemy into your hands, Vishavisa Shivyoi, and you capture a captive. And of course, Rashi tells us the pasuk speaks about Machemes HaRashus, because by Machemes Eretz Yisrael, we're not going to let anybody live. What's the Chayek HaRashama? You can't capture a captive. You have to kill all of the Goyim of the Zion Umois. So it must be about a Mechemes HaRashus, and the Pasuk says, Bishavisa Shivyoi. That's a posh pshat of the Pasuk. But Kimat, everybody, dashes the Pasuk, or Chaim HaKadosh, and everybody, Kiseitzei HaMochama refers not so much to the Mochama against the Shiva, against the nations, against the Goyim, but rather to the Mochama that every person has with the Yetzahara. Ayivecha, meaning your enemy, who's a person's enemy, refers to the Yetzahara. Everybody has his own Mochamos with the Yetzahara. How do you fight the Yetzahara? Very hard to fight. Very hard. Okay. Taira. Mora says, Moshcheo shrapim into the base of Medrash. And learn. Taira is Tavanua. Taira is the antidote to fight against the Yetzahara. Kiseitzei Lamochama. Many times a person starts a fight against the Yetzahara. He wants to be strong in a certain, overcome a certain challenge that he has. And he falls. And he tries and he falls. Says the Pasuk, Kiseitzei Lamochama Oyevecha. Your job is to go out to Mochama. Your job is to go fight against the Yetzahara. Not to sit still, not to sit quiet. Your job is to fight the Mochama. If a person wants to fight the Yetzahara, the Pasuk guarantees a person at the end, Unasonoi Hashem Olkecha B'yodecha, Hashem will give the Yetzahara over in your hand, Vishavisa Shivyoi, and you'll capture the Yetzahara. But a person has to make the first move. A person has to go out to Mochama against the Yetzahara. Just to sit back and say, what should I do? I have a Yetzer and I can't overcome it. A person has to make the first move and go out to Muhammad. When a person goes out to Muhammad and really wants to conquer the Yetzahara, Hashem helps him, the son of Hashem Alkecha B'yadecha, Vishavisa Shivyoi, and be able to conquer the Yetzahara. Chavetz Chaim says over a beautiful, beautiful mashal to explain how the Yetzahara works and how a person has to watch himself and be careful. Says the Chavetz Chaim, imagine there are two business partners. One partner is honest, and one partner is a thief. And the partner that's a thief, keeps on skimming off the profits and takes for himself, and he steals from his partner. As soon as the honest partner finds out what's going on, he doesn't waste a minute. He screams right away, and he lets the thief know that he's on to him, and he's aware. Not so much that he's going to be able to recover what was taken, but his main intention is that the thief should be aware that he found out, and for the future, he should know that I'm watching you, and be careful, don't go ahead and steal. However, says the Chavetz Chaim, sometimes a thief is a little smarter than that. And the thief, every night, he makes sure to give a portion of the profits to his partner. And he comes over every night and he says, listen, here's today's earnings, half is mine, and half is yours. And he gives his partner half of the profits. But he forgot to tell his partner that there was a little more that he skimmed off and put away on the side. So he steals. But at the same time that he's stealing, he's also giving his friend profit. So this way, the partner won't suspect him of stealing. When the partner finds out what's going on, finally his eyes open up, of course, he'll start screaming and demand that he stop. The Yetzirah works both ways. Sometimes the Yetzirah works, and he steals outright. Steals outright from you. Takes away your time, occupies your time. He presents avarice in front of you, and you see he's a thief. As soon as you see the Yetzirah as a thief, he's trying to steal away your time. He's trying to steal away mitzvahs from you. You have to scream. Not so much the screaming will help to undo what happened already, but the screaming will help for the future. You fight against the Yetzirah, and you let him know, I'm on to you. I know what you're trying to do. I know your tricks. It helps for the future. But sometimes, says the Chavetz Chaim, the Yetzirah is a lot smarter. And he lets you do mitzvahs, and he presents to you at the end of the day, look what you did. You had a day, you davened today. You learned today, so much.
Take a break.
And he forgets to tell you about all the time that you wasted during the day.
All right, take a break.
And he forgets to make a cheshbon with you that the bracha he said without kavanah, and this mitzvah you did out of habit, He gives you a profit at the end of the day, and he shows you, here, look, I'm very honest with you, here's all, what a day you had. You woke up in the morning to do mitzvahs, the end of the day, look how many mitzvahs you had. But he forgets to show you how much he stole away from you and put away. And a person has to open his eyes to realize what the Yetzer Hara is doing, what his partner is doing to him. And only when a person opens up his eyes and he realizes it, is he able to scream at him and be aware and watch out. Again, the screaming doesn't necessarily help to change what happens, but it helps for the future that he should be able to watch himself. Everybody wakes up in the morning with Moed Ani, ready to go. Ready to daven, make brachas, wash negavasa, ready to do avodas Hashem. At the end of the day, a person makes a little bit of a cheshbon. You probably can't account for most of the day what happened. What I do this hour, what I did this hour, the Yetzer Hara creeps in. The idea is be aware, watch out. The person who is able to keep his eyes open will be able to eventually conquer the Yetzer Hara. A second idea that Chofetz Chaim presents is imagine a soldier out on the battlefield. It's fighting a war against the enemy.
What book of the Chofetz Chaim is not the Loshon Hara? Which book is this?
No, this I saw in a safe. It's called. Don't remember. There's a sefer they put out, but Mishal and stories from the Chofetz Chaim. I don't remember the name of it. I have it at home. I don't remember the name of the sefer. If you remind me, I can bring it and show it to you. Okay. If you remind me, I can bring it and show it to you. I don't. It's a red sefer. I don't remember what it's called. I don't remember what it's called.
It's called
that's the same. It's a new one. No, this one's a new one. Came out. This one they put together. Yeah, came out in the past 2-3 years.
Right. Out.
I don't remember the exact name of the sefer.
Yeah.
Okay. If you want to bring it down, I can bring it and show it.
Right, thank
okay.
you.
Says the Chofetz Chaim, we love right there. Imagine the soldier out on the battlefield, and the soldier's fighting a mukhama. And the two armies are engaged in combat. And suddenly, the enemy shoots an arrow. And the arrow hits the soldier and cuts his finger. He has a little cut on his finger and it starts to bleed. And the soldier says, oh, I'm bleeding! I can't fight anymore. It's over. I'm bleeding. I'm bleeding. I can't fight anymore. I'm bleeding. I can't go on anymore. The soldier next to him says, now you are full. If you stop now, the next arrow is going to hit you right in the head. Right in the head. That's going to be the end. Just because you have a little cut doesn't mean you stop. You go on. You continue fighting. Because if you're not on your guard and you don't watch yourself, the next arrow is going to be a lot more dangerous and have a direct hit. Because the Chofetz Chaim. Isn't that us, the Yetzer Hara? The Yetzer Hara comes and hits us a little bit. A little cut. And we lose ourselves. Oy, I did this wrong. I did that wrong. This wasn't right. That wasn't right. I can't fix it. I can't go on anymore. I didn't learn the first 5 minutes. I can't learn the rest of the time. I'm late. I can't go to daven. We lose ourselves from the little cut. And what happens? We lose ourselves with a little cut, a little blood, and suddenly the Yetzer Hara is open and hits us full force ahead. He says it in Mohammed. When Mamash is fighting a Mohammed, a war against the Yetzer Hara. When you go to fight the Yetzer Hara, you have to fight the same tactics that we use on the battlefield, you have to use it against the Yetzer Hara. And a person should never lose himself. No matter what happened in the past, a person can pick himself up and go on. Even though a person falls, pick himself up and go on. Okay, say it's like a Mohammed, or the Son of Hashem will eventually give over the Yetzer Hara in your hand. I might be going a little bit out of order. But I know the story is set over, but I think the story is so powerful. A chassid once came to the Slonim Rebbe, and the Rebbe said to him, how was your trip? And he said, Baruch Hashem. And those days, there weren't cars yet. They rode on donkeys. So the Rebbe said to the chassid, did you fall off your donkey at all? The chassid, no, Baruch Hashem. Had a very safe trip, and I didn't fall off the donkey. The Rebbe says again, did you fall off your donkey? And the chassid says, no, I didn't fall off. A third time. Did you fall off the donkey? The chassid is perplexed. The Rebbe wants something. He doesn't understand. What does the Rebbe want? He says to the Rebbe, I didn't fall off the donkey. But if I would have fallen off the donkey, what do you think I would do? Do you think I would sit on the floor and cry? I'd pick myself up and get right back on.
Very good.
The Rebbe says, that's what I was waiting to hear. You came to me with this sorrow, that problem. You have a problem, what do you do? Are you going to sit in the floor and cry? Pick yourself up, and you go on. Everybody has their nisyonos. Everybody has their challenges in life. Everybody has their situations, their difficulty. When you have a difficulty, you sit and you give up, sit on the floor and cry, pick yourself up, and do what you can. Torah, tefillah, mitzvahs, and a person picks himself up and goes on. We don't give up. Whatever a person goes through, pick ourselves up, and we go on. You know, it comes to Chodesh Elul, person has to be mechazir himself.
Pasuk sheva yipol tzadik
v'kom. Right, correct. Yes. Shel yipol tzadik v'kom. Yes. Yes. Maybe I'll come back to this at the end. We'll end off. We'll come back to this a little bit later on in the parasha. The Ben Ishchais is a very powerful, powerful word. The parasha. I believe Ben Ishchais is Yortzeit. I don't remember which day. It's right around now. It's a very, very powerful word. The pasuk says right by Shilishi. He says the pasuk Yisiv them by Yischadosh. Perik Chof Beis Pasuk Ches. A person builds a new house. V'asisa Makel Ganecha. You should make a fence for your roof. What's the mitzvah? Person has a roof. You should make sure the person shouldn't fall off. Build a fence, a minimum of 10 tefachim around the roof. Don't cause blood to be put in your house. A person might fall off the roof if there's no fence. Mitzvah makar, building a fence. Says the Dayan Ashrei, powerful. A person has atzlocha in life. He builds a new house. He's successful. He has atzlocha. He has success. He builds a new house. Everything is going well. Says the pasuk, "V'asisa makarecha." The first thing you have to do is make a dorm for yourself, make a gedder for yourself. Success goes to a person's head. Person is successful. The world is mine. I can do whatever I want. V'asisa makar. You have to make a dorm for yourselves. There are certain fences I will not cross over, no matter what happens. When a person has atzlocha in life, v'asisa makar. Make a fence. Make a gedder. For your roof, make it together. I will not cross over that red line, no matter what. Atkan. I cannot do anything past this. What happens when a person comes into money? A person tends to hold on to money. I should give out my money. Hard-earned money. I'm successful. How can I give out my money? Says the pasuk, no. Domim, besides meaning blood, domim means money as well. Don't leave money in your house. Don't think that by holding on to the money and keeping the money in your house will be yours forever. Because it will fall from him. Whatever a person earns during the year, a person's mezonis is set from one year Rosh Hashanah until the next.
Yom
Tov, Talmud Torah, but that only works if your kavani is for covered Shabbos. It's for covered for your own covered. Has to be for covered Shabbos. Okay. Kiyipa anayfel. There's a certain amount of money he has to lose during the year. At the end of the year, he's going to end up with whatever his nigzar. If he thinks by holding on to his money, he's going to end up being richer, he's going to have to lose it a different way. He'll get a ticket, he'll get a phone, whatever it might be, he'll end up losing the money a different way at the end of the year. Don't think by holding on to the money, he'll be wealthier. So I saw some, don't hold on to the money, but give it away to tzedakah and use it for mitzvahs the way you're supposed to. Keep on a knife for men, who the person at the end of the year ends up with the amount of money that was destined from last year. So nice of Shalodom, consume Rosh Hashanah bad Rosh Hashanah. Okay, especially with Rat Elul, a lot of times you see in Elul, things happen because the cheshbonis from last year have to be complete before the next year starts. So Elul, things sort of are in Shemayim, the cheshbonis are taking place now because Shemayim have to complete whatever was destined for last year. I think it's a very powerful buffer in Ben Ishchai. Person has atzloch, very, very careful. Make a dorim, and a person be careful not to be over, not to go past a certain point.
I tell that to my customers also.
The pasuk says later on, Perik, sorry, I'll go back a drop, sorry. Perik Alf, pasuk Yitzayin, we just discussed a little bit in the Gemara, Ben Sayrul Meira. The pasuk tells us in Perik Aleph pasuk Yizayin, Yielish ben Sayrul Meira. Person has ben Sayrul Meira. He doesn't listen to the voice of his father, to his mother. They grab him. They bring him to Bezdin. Right before ben Sayrul Meira is the parasha Bar Bechor. Kisiyano ish. A person has shtei noshim, two wives. One is the ahuba, the one that he likes. One is the snua, the one that he hates. And they both give birth to sons. And the bechor belongs to the wife that he hates. When he gives over the Yerusha, he can't choose the Ben Ahuva to take more, because the Ben Asnua is the Bechar who's entitled Menatayra to inherit. The Shem Yishmur says a very, very nice insight. The Torah puts the Parsha of a Bechar right next to the Parsha of Ben Sayru Meira. Ki yil shtei noshim, the din of a Bechar, the Bechar of the Yashning Domo, ki is the Bechar Ben Asnua Yakir Also, it's like Pishanayim, the Bechor takes double. And the next parasha is the Inyan of Betzayir Umayra. What's the connection between the Bechor and the Betzayir Umayra? So the Shem Shmuel, beautiful. Why is the Bechor special? Why is the Bechor different? Why does the Bechor have Kedusha? It's a mitzvah pidyon, takes Pishanayim. Why is the Bechor bechor? For the time the Bechor is born, the Bechor already is special. The Bechor is born with that Kedusha on him. The Bechor is born, there's a mitzvah pidyon ben. As soon as the Bechor is born, the Bechor is destined to take double. He's born right away. He's born with Kedusha. Everything follows the beginning. The way a person starts off, that's how a person grows. A Bechor starts off, he's born special with this Kedusha. It remains with him throughout his life. It comes to the Yerusha later on, he takes double. The Bechor
what type
is
of Kedusha?
The Bechor.
What type of Kedusha?
Pidyon HaBen. Mitzvah Pidyon HaBen. The father has to redeem the Bechor. When the Bechor is 30 days old, the baby boy, the firstborn, the father has to redeem him and give to the Kohen.
And that makes him Kodesh.
That makes him, that makes it that the father keeps the Bechor and he gives the money in exchange to the Kohen instead. But Bechor was special from the beginning. Amor Bechor did the Avaida, was destined for the Avaida. Bechor will go back. Bechor will have Kedusha. But they're born Kedusha. So that's not given later on. The way they start off, that remains with them. A Ben Sayru Moira. At what age does a child, can a son become a Ben Sayru Moira?
13.
Well,
yes, so after
between 13 and 13 and a half. 3 months, 6 months. For a period of 3 to 6 months, he becomes a Ben Sayru Moira. That's it. After he's 13 and a half, he cannot become a Ben Sayru Moira. It's exactly that short period. It says the Shem Shmuel, beautiful. Because those 3 months or 6 months after Bar Mitzvah show what type of person he will grow up to be. Go after the beginning. Person becomes Bar Mitzvah, becomes Chayav in Mitzvahs. Look at him. See how he behaves at that time. At that time, he's already not listening to his father and his mother. He's stealing. He's eating too much. We see what's going to happen to him at the end. Then he should die now, innocently, and not die later on, guilty. But look at the beginning. That time period, right after he turns Bar Mitzvah, can show you what his character will be when he grows older. Just like a Bechor. The beginning shows that he's a Bechori special. The way a person is at the time of Bar Mitzvah shows what kind of a character he'll develop and how he'll grow later on. And Mitzvah Romeira, since he shows us that at that time, he's already doing things that are not proper, it's not a good sign for the future. The beginning shows what a person will be. In fact, it comes to Chodesh Elul, the way a person treats Chodesh Elul and starts off, that's how it goes. If you respect Chodesh Elul and you use it and you try to improve, it's a good sign for the future. But if you ignore Chodesh Elul and suddenly expect to wake up one day and do tshuva, it's not going to happen. Reb Zundel Kreuzer, Zatzal, was a choshev yid in Zikne Yerushalayim. And one day, somebody came to him and said to him that he wants to be a Kabbalah himself, a Kabbalah, to do something in honor of Hashem, because Hashem, whatever the story was, did him a favor, and he has a Karas HaTayiv, and he wants to express his appreciation to Hashem. So he asked Reb Zundel Kreuzer what he should do to express his appreciation to Hashem. And he told him the following. He was expecting to hear who knows what. Something really heavy. And Zundel Kreuzer told him, whatever learning storm you have, extend the Seder by 1 minute. Extend the Seder by 1 minute.
That's perfect.
That's the Kabbalah you should do. You learn from 9 to 10, extend the Seder to 10:01, or start 8:59. Extend the Seder by 1 minute. So the Yid who's asking, his mouth fell open. I'm looking to show some appreciation to Hashem, a major Kabbalah. And all you're telling me to do is to add on 1 minute to my Siddurim. And Zundel Kreuzer says, do you think 1 minute is not important? Do you think that 1 minute doesn't matter? It doesn't mean anything? And he says, bring me Gemara times. The Gemara says, at the end of times, we have the Gemara from Bava Basra. The Gemara says that Tu B'Av is a Yom Tov. Why is Tu B'Av a Yom Tov? One reason is because they finished cutting the wood for the Mizbeach, the Eitzim, the wood that were used for the Marach, for the fire, and Mizbeach, they finished because from Tu B'Av on, the sun, the Kayach of the sun starts to wane.
Toshesh
Kayach Shochamo. The sun's Kayach becomes weaker, and the wood doesn't dry out. The wood is moist and damp, and the worms, and it can't be used for the Mizbeach. So they finished cutting all the wood for that year. From Mizbeach, they finished the mitzvah, see him on the mitzvah, and they made a Yom Tov Tu B'Av, one of the reasons the Gemara gives. The Gemara continues and says that since from Tu B'Av and on, the nights become longer, and the days are shorter, one has to make sure to learn more at night. The Moisif, Yosef, one who learns more nights, years are added on to his life. But the law was another place. He won't learn long, has to show him. Right. If he doesn't learn long. So Mizunu Kreuz said to him, Hezek Zuk says, how many minutes is the day shorter or the night longer between Tu B'Av and Tazayinav? From Tu B'Av, the days become shorter, the nights longer, you have to learn more at night. What's the difference in time between sunset on Tu B'Av? It goes a minute each day, 2 minutes a day.
Right.
But already in Tazayin B'Av, you have to eat and start learning more at night because the days already are shorter, the nights are longer. That 1 minute, that 2 minutes count. Every minute counts. You want to make a Kabbalah? Take something light. In on 1 minute you say, and don't think for a second that 1 minute is not important. 1 minute counts tremendously. When it comes to Elul, people like to make Kabbalah. So Kabbalah, I'll do this, I'll do that. Be careful. Person takes on something too big, you jump to the top of the ladder too fast, you miss the top step, and you come tumbling down. Take small steps, one at a time, you're able to reach the to reach the top. I think Reli Lapian. I'm not sure if he told. I think somebody he told somebody want to make a Kabbalah. Whatever Kabbalah you made, divide it in half, and maybe you'll stand a chance. But whatever you thought you could do tend to reach for the sky, and it becomes a little bit too much, and then they fall, and everything falls apart. Take something very small. Even a minute a day, if you don't know, a minute a day of learning is worth a lot. Pasuk says later on, when a person cuts in his field, and if you get a bundle in the field, you leave the bundle behind for the aniyah, mitzvah of shichacha. There's a mitzvah of raket, if the stalks fall when it's being cut, you leave it behind for the aniyah. And you forget a bundle of basad in the field, don't return to take it. Leave it for the ger or the yosim of the almano. Leman yivarechacha Hashem alkecha v'chol maasi yedecha. Hashem should bench you. Hashem should bless you. And we know the mitzvah of shichacha, a person can't plan to do. It's a mitzvah that comes because a person forgot. He forgets the bundle in the field. If you learn Mishnah's Peyo, you see what's called forgetting, what's not called forgetting, but it has to be that he forgot the bundle. I can't make a hen and a mucha and a mezumon, I'm going to forget the bundle on purpose. That's not shichcha. You remember the bundle. It has to be that he forgot.
How do you mean the kind of that
it has to forget. So Rashi brings down back in Pashas Emma, says Rashi, that from here we learn that the person's walking down the street and he drops some coins by mistake. He has a hole in the pocket and some coins fall out and an ani finds the coins and using them buys food. The schar that he has a tremendous schar for supporting that ani. He never intended to do tzedakah. He never intended to help the ani. But just like by shichacha, tremendous schar that a person has, l'mani v'recha shimakecha, for forgetting the bundle in the field. The Medrash brings down that there was a person who forgot a bundle in the field and he was zeicha to the mitzvah of a shichacha. And he went ahead and he said to his son, Maise b'chosid echod, shachach oimer, and he said to his son, Hevi olai par, bring a carbon, bring a par, that was zoicha, and had his chus to do the mitzvah of shechacha. It's a mitzvah that a person can't plan on doing. It's a mitzvah that comes only if a person forgets. He said, I was zoicha, I had his chus to do the mitzvah of shechacha. So they say over a story that Rabbi Baruch Ber, when he came to some town, they rented from a place to stay. Maybe it was I'm not sure where it was. But without realizing it, the place he stayed was right across the street from Beis Avodah Zarah, and it was a big Shesiv Erev, a big Shesiv Erev on top of the building. And looking out the window, you saw the Shesiv Erev on top of the building.
And
Rabbi Baruch Ber was very distressed. It bothered him. He didn't say anything because he knew how much kaiches they put into renting the apartment and for him and so on. He didn't want to say anything, but it bothered him tremendously that the. Look in the window, the first thing he saw was the Shesiv Erev. One day, they see he's mamish mori simcha. He's full, he's happy, he's besimcha. And he asked him, Mayhai, what happened? So he said that he saw a maisa from a Nosan Adler, the Rebbe Chassam Seifer, which gave him a lot of chizik. Famous story. What was the ma'isa? Actually, you can use in this week's parasha also. Klein. Famous story. Masan Adol is Erech Tam Sefer. One Erev Shabbos, a delegation comes to see him and says that in a certain town, the governor decreed heavy fines and taxes on the Eden. If they don't pay, they have to leave. And Masan Adol is very, had a relationship with that Tsar. And they begged him, please go and talk to the Tsar of the city, to the governor of the city, and see if you can help us and convince him not to tax us and to fine us so heavily and try to allow us to stay. It was the middle of the winter, cold, snowy day, and Motzei Shabbos, as soon as Shabbos is over, Nosson Adler decided, mitzvah, b'kuach nefesh, he has to go, and he's going to travel through the snow in order to try to speak to the governor to save the Eden that are under his command. The Talmidim were very upset that he was going in the cold. Chassam Sofer was a Talmid at great cost to himself and others, arranged for a coach to take him, a wagon that was enclosed, covered, to take Reb Nosson Adler, and Chassam Sofer went along with him. The Balagolo, the wagon is being pulled by horses, and the wagon is traveling through the snow and the forest. And like all the stories go, as a wagon goes deeper and deeper into the forest, it gets harder and harder for the horses to travel through the snow, and the wheels and wagon to turn, and they get stuck in the middle of the forest, in the snow, and one of the horses collapses and can't make it. And they have to get another horse or two to pull the wagon. Balagolo waits till the morning, and he says he'll go to the nearest town, he'll walk till he finds the nearest town, he'll come back with a horse. And he leaves Moshe Echlam Sofer sitting in the carriage. A while later, Balagolo comes back, and he's leading two animals. And he walks up to the carriage, but instead of bringing back two horses, he brought back two oxen, two big oxen. He's about to hook one of the oxen up to the wagon, and Nosson Adler jumps off of the wagon, and he starts dancing in the snow. And, why are you dancing in the snow for? And he says, look, I never had a chance to carry the mitzvah of Leisachroish B'shor Uvachamor Yachov. Any tumim, not after Shor Nechamor, any tumim. In this case, an ox and a horse. It's an Issa of Kalayim to have an ox to sit in a wagon
that
you have two minim, two different types of animals pulling it together. I never had a chance to do such a mitzvah. And Hashem was mezakeh me with such a mitzvah. How could I not dance and not be besimcha? I had a chance to mekayim such a mitzvah. I saw that story in Michizik. Every morning, you're right, it's disturbing. But I have a mitzvah of the Suru Acharei Levavchem. The Gemara says that refers to Avoy Dezorah. I have a chance every morning not to follow Avoy Dezorah. I can carry this mitzvah every day, and therefore I'm a simcha, can carry the mitzvah. A person can take any situation and turn it around. It could be the end of the world. Look at it, open your eyes, look at it a little bit differently, and the world turns around. The Chofetz Chaim said you can take any situation and turn it into a mitzvah. The Chofetz Chaim said he used to dip the quill into the ink, he would be besimcha. And people asked him, why are you so happy when you dip a quill in the ink? He says, because I take the quill and I write the word Amalek out to see whether the quill, the ink, is good with the quill and it can write. The first thing to do is write the word Amalek, and then I cross it out. I'm a kind of pincha and zecha Amalek. You take any situation and turn it into a mitzvah. A person has that kayach. We mentioned many times, there are 613 mitzvahs, so no matter what situation, what time, what season of year it is, there's always a mitzvah that a person can do. Chofetz Chaim once came in to his house, he gave a clap on the table, and he says, Rabbi, I was zeichet today to pay off the tailor, I was mekayim the mitzvah b'yoymoy titen scharoy, and I paid him on the day that he finished the job. We don't even think twice. Somebody does a job, we pay him. Do we think that we mekayim a mitzvah b'yayim haitit en
scharoi? Taylor is not a socher. Taylor is
he finished the job. He's paid when he's finished the job. Okay. Finish the job, okay. B'yayim haitit en scharoi. Do we think when every action that we do could be a mitzvah? If we think of realize it's a mitzvah, how much more besimcha will we be? The whole day turns around. We mentioned earlier, you can make cheshbon at the end of the day how much time you wasted. That's because we don't think enough. If you really look through the day, you'll make a cheshbon. I cheered this person up. I said hello. I did a little chizuk here, a little chesed here, I davened here. I gave a good word here. I made a kiddush Hashem by doing here. Whatever it might be, a person thinks you realize there are many more mitzvahs that we can do, and a person has that ability. Now comes Chodesh Elul. Let's try to renew ourselves, make a small kabbalah, extra minute a day, whatever it might be, a minute before, a minute after, whatever it might be. A little kabbalah goes a long way, and forget, make a little bit of cheshbon and see how many mitzvahs that we do, and build on it. Mishnol tach b'zeicha to grow. And Yizaycha to be able to be misakin what we need to be fixed up from the previous year, and we should be able to look forward to the next year. We should be Yizaycha to Kasidach Simatayva, go to the next year.